Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gwen and Chris are ready to go.
Head on into the 4 o'clock hour here. We got some Chris versus the fans coming your way. A little trivia. Chance for you to qualify for a trip to, is it still Las Vegas? Or no, it's to
yes,
see,
it's Jerry
oh, it
Seinfeld.
Is to Las Vegas, but it's to see Seinfeld. Yeah, good prize. So if you want to play some trivia, and again, if you're not totally familiar with Chris versus the fans, the game itself, you have to answer 3 trivia questions, but if you miss them, I might miss them as well, in which case you could win even without a deep knowledge of sports trivia. So it's a game designed for everybody to participate. 833-288-0973. We have a couple lines open to play right now. Cubs still lead 4-2, bottom of the 5th. Game the Cubs have to win. Earlier today, Detroit beat Seattle, spotted the Mariners a 3-0 lead, and then came back to win 9-3. So the Tigers and M's are headed back for a Game 5 on Friday. All right. It's one of the quick things. We did all of those things about, you know, the kids and the kid tearing up his glove and, you know, talking to the parent about, you know, no, don't give him a new glove. I told Tony and Scraby that I was given a bicycle.
This is a great story.
When everybody in my neighborhood would, in those days, it was called a Schwinn 10-speed bike.
Mind you, my man, Mr. Ello, grew up in Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills, so everyone did have one, right? So to keep up, you know, I said, hey, I'm going into high school. I can't walk to school anymore. I want to. My Schwinn 10-speed bike. My parents came back with a CCM Kmart 10-speed bike, which just was embarrassing. I mean, like, it would stand out from here to there. And I rode it to school. I was so embarrassed to even ever ride it that I rode it to school first day and left it unlocked. I did not lock it on purpose.
On purpose?
Correct.
Diabolical.
I left it unlocked on purpose.
So you're the kid who cut his cup of his cup.
That's why I'm bringing this story up. But I'm going to. There's a moral here at the end. I did this to myself, and the bike was indeed stolen. I did not ask for another bike. I did not even say it was stolen. I just punished myself the rest of the semester and walked to school.
My man Chris was
or found
so
another way
by the bike that he said, "You know what?
I'd rather walk." Yeah,
I was easily embarrassed about stuff too when I was a kid. I took it way too serious. Like choosing a Halloween costume was a month long thing, and I couldn't find the right one. But I get it, Chris. I get that feeling.
Well, my point is this parent should not. You know, the kid did what he did, tore up his glove. He's got to live with the consequences.
Yeah, I agree.
That's the way that goes.
That's a bold move, I must say.
To cut up your mitt?
To cut the strings?
And then I told Tony,
first of all,
go,
there's very few people in the world that, I shouldn't say the world, that's probably a little exaggeration, but there most people don't know someone who strings gloves. Like, who does that? I just, you know, if you grow up around baseball, you probably know someone. But if you don't, it's going to be tough to get that thing sewed up. If you're not going to get a new glove and get new string and get it
No, that's over. That's over.
Man.
All right.
Crazy.
We got Chris versus the fans. I think we're ready to go, Scrape.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We are playing for a qualification for a chance to win the grand prize. A trip for two to see Jerry Seinfeld in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show on April 17th at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace, a two-night stay at the Flamingo Hotel and Casino, and a $100 gas card. Jerry Seinfeld returns to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace on April 17th and 18th. See Ticketmaster.com. Four tickets. The rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before you get it. Get into it, and you'll get that first question for free today. All right. Let's go to our first contestant. Let me get that. Okay. All right. Scott.
What's up, Scott? Welcome to the show. Happy Wednesday. Hump day.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hey, Scott.
Here we go. First question. You're not Big Poppy. Played for the Red Sox and what other team?
Ooh, tougher, number one, I think.
Wow.
Is that?
Yeah, it is. I don't think a lot of people remember that. And I think Scott is among those. He doesn't remember that.
All right, should we?
No, it's the luck of the draw. Sorry. You know, it's just a tough one, that's all.
Yeah, let's see. I'm going to go.
I'm giving you a lot of time.
Taking way too long. He's going to buzz you. Sorry.
Sorry.
He started with the Twins, and he was nothing for the Twins. He was also quite skinny.
I
just want to point that
thinner,
out.
A little thinner. He hadn't thinner. Quite become yeah. Big Poppy
he
had, yet. He
was
just
Poppy. He was a little Poppy at
that
time.
He was just Poppy.
He was a little Poppy
at Sorry,
that
Scott.
Time.
You did get a tough one.
Why
though.
Is it?
It's all right.
I know this question. You guys know the question I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Why is it that he was never linked to steroids, even though he transformed in front of our eyes?
At the end, no?
He was the anonymous one that wasn't supposed to leak out.
But he...
Right?
But
was
like,
it him?
Pretty sure, yeah.
It was him.
But like, why don't we look at him on TV and say, cheater, but then Barry Bonds is on TV and we say, cheater?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Yeah, it is Big Poppy for... I think he came clean. Much
Carlos said
Andy
he admitted
Pettit,
it.
Maybe, yeah. I think it was an Andy Pettit type thing.
Andy
so.
Pettit deal. Right?
I think that gave
so
him
I guess
a little,
when you come clean.
When you come clean, it's okay. All, we can move on.
I can get that. Yeah, I can get
that's
behind
what
that
happened,
for
man.
Sure.
Boom.
All right. So let's go to our next contestant, Travis. Hello, Travis.
What's good, boys?
What's good,
hey,
Travis?
Travis?
Here we go. First question. We had no first-time players, and it feels like a long time. But here we go.
Travis We've had our share, you know, but not this
week. Yeah, you had a first-time winner here last
week. Oh, I like the way you're talking, sir. What team did Michael Jordan end his playing career with?
And
Michael Jordan's son playing for?
No.
Team did he end his career with?
Yeah.
Oh, with the is it not the Wizards? Is it the Hornets? Or is it,
what's your answer? Hornets.
He's going Hornets.
Yeah, Charlotte Hornets.
You said it too. He ended up as the owner, right, of the Bobcats,
of
who
the
then
Bobcats.
Became something else.
Right. So, sorry about that, Travis.
Yeah, tough one, Travis. Okay.
Life comes at you fast, Travis.
Here we go. Next contestant is?
This guy just called in. Ruben.
Hello, Ruben. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
Doing pretty good,
Ruben.
Here we go.
Good.
First question. Where did Crisello and Tony Gwynn Jr. go to college?
SDSU.
Got it.
All of the first two callers are like...
I think a three-pointer should be... Where did name all the schools Scravey went to.
I don't think anybody could. Yeah, I don't think you guys could.
Question number two. Which Padres reliever appeared in the most games in 2025?
this a 2?
It's a 2.
All right.
Flores?
Who was it? Flores? What did he say?
Flores.
Flores.
I think he said Suarez.
Oh, Suarez!
Sorry, I heard Flores too.
Okay. Yeah.
Stay there, though.
Yeah, it's a 50-50. I think it was Estrada, though.
That's Jeremiah?
Jeremiah?
Bing, bing.
Sorry
about that, Ruben.
You know, I got you know, that's because I got God on that one last week or
God.
A couple weeks ago. Scraby asked what reliever had the most strikeouts, and I said Motohone or somebody, and it was actually Estrada.
It was Estrada.
So
Estrada had over 100 strikeouts this year.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yankees and Toronto's underway, and
Schlittler
got dinged for a double to open the game.
Uh-oh. All right, let's go to Jason.
Jason, welcome to the show, my friend. How are you? Happy hump day.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. You're good.
Question numero uno. Who hit the three-run shot for the Yankees to tie it last night?
The judge is in the house.
All rise! That is correct. Question number two.
By the way, Aaron Judge now has more postseason home runs than Babe Ruth did.
Wow.
And that's because there's so many more rounds of playoffs.
That's true,
but
too.
Still, it's pretty good company to be in.
Wanted man at the plate right now. Dansby Swanson has played the majority of his career with what team? And this is based off of years with
years.
The team?
You know, it's obviously it's not the Cubs. I'm going to say the Braves. Braves.
Atlanta.
Got nice it. Job.
On to question number three. Your chance at the
pride of
let me just make sure.
Dansby Swanson, the pride of Vanderbilt.
Oh yeah,
that's
he's
right.
Only been with the Cubs for 3 years. So
why are the Yankees not walking Guerrero with first base open?
Well, it's like we got him 0-2. This is a
okay.
Perfect
well,
idea.
Now we'll see. We'll see. All right, go ahead, Scrape.
Question number three. This is a great question, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Who is the only major league hitter to have 3? 60-plus home run seasons.
Major leaguer?
Yes, major leaguer. Only one to have 3 60-plus home run seasons.
Oh, boy.
Cheater.
So it's not current. It could be any.
Cheater!
okay, then I would... You know what? I know it's got to be Barry Bonds.
Says Barry Bonds.
See, that's what you get for taking the hint, right?
You
there.
Took the hint, and it you cost should. You.
And I'm not a fan of what he just did.
You're playing against him too.
I'm not a fan
I'm
of what
a
he
fan
just
of
did.
Either.
You
you're
know
not?
What? You can't. I'm, no, because you can't get in the head of the
out.
Contestant.
Yeah, you could be trying to help, him, but you
I was
all,
trying to help him. I didn't
misleading.
Realize I sent him off the wrong path. Sammy Sosa. Barry Bonds. Just for
sorry,
just
Jason.
For remember this for the next time. Barry Bonds had only one. 50 home run season.
That's right.
It was the year he hit 73.
That's insane to me.
Yeah, he never did it another season.
The model of consistency, so, not the big number. To Chris's point, they should have listened.
Yes, right. Vlad doubled.
They did not listen, and it has turned into one run, and it's about to turn into some more.
Yep. Yeah, Toronto's still going in the top of the first with a run in thanks to Vlad's RBI.
I don't know. This is how it started for them last
it's
night,
true.
And it didn't work
it's
out.
True.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next one.
I think we got to go to a... what do you call it?
We'll do one more.
Okay.
One more, says Scrape.
Tiebreaker.
Give me 1 through 6. Just give me a number.
6.
Okay.
There it is.
It's our guy, Dexter.
Dexter!
Hey!
Welcome back, sir.
He knows darn well I didn't look at the screen for this one.
What's the deal with that? You're telling me you don't want me on the show anymore?
You slipped past the watchdogs there. Hi, Dexter. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Here we
of
go.
Course.
Question number one, Dexter. Who did Manny Machado hit his game 2 homer against?
Oh, shoot.
So one?
Name something like Isaki? No, that's not right.
Maybe. The buzzer.
I did.
I think it was Shota Imanaga. I think that's who he was probably thinking of, but...
that's...
is correct.
I'm so dumb. I put the answer in here as Suzuki.
Oh, you put it in as Suzuki.
You know why?
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because I was watching and Suzuki was at bat as I was typing it.
You and Dexter were both wrong on that one.
You guys both got caught on that one.
It was Imanagan. Craig Council was never going to recover, but then they won the series, so it didn't matter.
We'll need a
tiebreaker, tiebreaker,
tiebreaker.
Let's go Dansby Swanson. It's up right now.
Sounds good.
Bye.
All right, let's go with Cameron.
Cameron, how are you?
Great.
Hey, okay, good.
Good. Good to have you on, man.
What did he just say?
I don't know.
I just dumped it. I don't know what happened. Man.
Wait, he swore?
I don't know.
He did.
I don't know.
What are you dumping for?
I think he got scared.
I heard holy.
What a play.
All right. I'm sorry, Cameron. You're still there. We're playing tiebreaker, so stay right there. I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give me the number, and then Cameron's going to guess whether the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. Chris, he's played 10 years. How many games has he appeared in?
Oh, he can now go to any baseball game he ever wants the rest of his life.
Oh, for free?
You get the gold card.
Do you have to set that up, or do you just tell the ticket person, I'm getting in.
You show up at the gate?
I don't actually know how it's set up, but I know you get a gold card once you reach 10 years of time.
Yeah.
And you can get into any ballpark you want, any time you want.
Sounds like there's some
10 years, I'm going to say about 130 a year. So that's 1,300.
1,300. Cameron, is the actual answer higher or lower than 1,300?
It seems like a durable guy. I'll say higher.
Higher.
Oh, what? I thought
Chris's ballparks are great. He has played 1,282 regular season games.
Oh, no. Well, wait a minute. I'm just doing this for just to
are you
muck
on postseason?
Yeah, postseason.
Wait,
42
why are you on
games.
His page?
Huh?
Why are you on his page?
I just looked him up for that.
Oh, huh? He said, huh?
Huh?
All right, we have to go to a new player now.
Yeah. Go ahead.
How about
mucking that up
for
you?
How about
Pappy?
That's too easy. That's actually not too easy. There's probably a lot of numbers there. Yeah, go. Okay. Big Pappy. You don't remember that commercial?
I don't, but it's hilarious when you say it. All right, let's go to our next contestant. We're going to go to Alberto.
Alberto, welcome to the show, my friend.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hi, Alberto.
You ready?
Here we go.
All right, well, tiebreaker. Stay right there, Alberto. Chris, how many stolen bases did Big Poppy have in his 20-year career?
Good number.
Well, he was a skinny twin for about 3 years, and I think he got maybe some there.
It was just Poppy, and then he turned into Big Poppy.
What number did he wear? Do you have that handy?
Which number?
In Red Sox?
Big Poppy, yeah.
34.
That's what I'll go with.
34 steals.
That's all. Only 34.
All right, Alberto.
He had to have more than that, but I'll go 34 anyway.
The actual answer, higher or lower?
34 for 19 years?
20 years, but...
20 years? Well, he was kind of fat in his later years. I'm going to say less.
You're going to say less? Okay.
Said less.
That is correct.
Nice job.
I like his deduction right there. Well, he was fat, so I'm going to say less.
How many did he get?
You will never believe he only had 17 stolen bases in his career.
Huh? Right.
He stole four. His most. He stole four in 2013 at the age of 37.
Real quick, shout out to...
Stay there, Alberto.
Shout out to Unearthed Gloves. They clearly were listening to the segment where my man cut his strings.
Okay.
He sent me a message. He says... Irish string gloves, unearthed gloves. If you're looking for,
a place. Unfortunately, that was a Reddit post. But anybody out there who wants their gloves string, unearthed gloves.
Boom.
Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for listening, unearthed gloves.
Okay, we got a winner. We got a break. Toronto settled for a run in the top of the first. Yankees batting, and still 4-2 Cubs. More Gwen and Chris after traffic.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We had some great, great content from Trey Wingle that we're going to play, but we're going to hold on to it till after the Big Five. We only got like 4 minutes.
Liv is collapsing, hopefully.
Greg Norman's out.
This is probably the realest we've ever heard anybody talk about the golf situation, Liv, PGA. Interesting to hear it. We'll play it for you guys probably in the 5 o'clock hour when we have a little more time.
The whole Ryder Cup thing with the fans being out of control.
Did you watch the Ryder Cup by any chance?
I tried to, but it was...
Was it super obnoxious? Was everybody...
Oh, yeah.
It was that bad.
He didn't watch because of that, though. He didn't watch because we were getting our
too.
Behind speed.
Every time I turned it on, they were losing and they were hitting bad shots, and so it was not fun to watch. But, Tony, there was an article with a bunch of pictures of people passed out because they drank so much, and they were passed out on, like, grass. And there was one
What's
guy...
What's the matter with that? I watched the whole Charger-Bronco game with a guy
That's
passed
true.
Out next to me.
That is true.
Knocked out, too.
But there has been some fallout from this.
We've been apologizing, it seems like.
Like,
since
crazy,
it ended.
And I do agree that some things should not be said. Yelling at Rory during his round in the Ryder Cup, if it's respectful, I'm fine with that.
No,
yelling at his wife
limits,
is
though,
way off limits. Now, they did do this in New York.
People just got to get two-piece sometimes.
I can't blame New York for this stuff anymore.
Wait, what?
They got to get two-piece. They just got to take two punches right to the face. Because
otherwise, people yell.
Yeah, otherwise they think this is just normal behavior.
Yeah, that's very true. But, like, Colin Morikawa said before the Ryder Cup that he wants to see chaos. And he wasn't talking about what he saw.
He got it.
He was, and so people were like, well, you said you wanted chaos. And then there was a comedian that was leading the charge on the first tee. I don't remember her name. She got in trouble and she had to leave.
I saw she had to apologize,
She had to
too.
Apologize, too, because she was leading the chant of, you know, bleep you, Rory, stuff
what?
Like that.
Some comedian?
She was trying to get the crowd going.
Like, I mean, well, all right.
I've never heard of her.
Was? I'm curious.
Her name is Heather something. Let me look
so
it up.
Somebody we don't even know. I don't know if we can blame New
Heather
York anymore.
McMahon?
Yeah, I don't think we can blame New York.
I'm done with the New York thing. I mean, New York has some rude people, but you know what? New York has a lot of great, fun people, and I don't think it's fair. There are crappy fans in our stadium. You know, we all walk around like, oh, our stadium isn't so bad. Yeah, our stadium's bad. I've seen it.
They're everywhere.
That's right. It's everywhere at every sporting event and any sport. So it's not the sport's fault anymore. It's not day. It's not night. I remember they used to say, well, Monday night football.
That's right.
It's not day. It's not night. It's just that people are jerks in general. And I don't know. We can keep trying to speak out against it, but maybe a couple of, what'd you call it? A two-piece?
A three-piece works real good.
Lay out somebody and then take a picture of him and put it on everybody's internet feed. But, yeah, it's obviously not probably the answer, but
at this point, it might be the
really,
answer, though.
Just the fan experience is, you know, unfortunately a little dangerous. The Charger, you know, Bronco game I went to, you know, we had the drunk Bronco fan, which we had a lot of fun with. But I was seriously, you know, quite pleased when my wife, with all her Bronco gear, and me with my Tannehill jersey, you know, made it back to our car and we were going home with no incident.
Right.
Because incident
there's
seems
opportunity,
to be there.
There's opportunity for instance.
Yeah.
I just think... You know, I was watching a video earlier, and by the way, I put Drunk Bronco Fan back up on YouTube.
Okay. Well, if you haven't seen him, you gotta
see. It's a good watch.
It's just a picture, but you can. But that's exactly what he did for an entire quarter.
That is the guy was in it. We were sitting in that seat next to that person, without Bo Nix's face on.
Yes.
Of course.
The
4-3.
I was.
Brewers close the gap.
He went into that win too. By the way, barely got out.
Trevor Bowers or no, Jack Bowers. Not Jack Bowers, Jake Bowers.
Oh, I love Jack Bowers.
Trevor Bowers. God, I'm
terrible. Was watching a video of a guy at the Dallas Cowboys game recently, and he was trying to walk down the stairs, and it was like he was Gumby. He couldn't stand. Yeah, he couldn't get down the stairs, so he sat down, and someone had to help him. I think the answer is, if you go and you are someone that needs help out of the stadium, they come and they get your information, and you are never allowed to buy a ticket again.
Dang.
I don't think
are
that...
Are we there already?
I don't think that that's going to happen because it's very hard to enforce that.
You know, look, we did give a lifetime ban to the Yankee fans who grab bets.
That's right.
You know, I think maybe it's time to start thinking about that.
Yeah.
It's not too bad, Scraby. I don't hate it. You know, listen, maybe we all got to be Jerry Jones too, and just start. You know,
it can now be
giving
off.
Them a thumbs up.
It can now
these
be
people.
it can now be pulled off now with the facial recognition that's pretty much every stadium has. So
actually, when I walked in the Wrigley Field last year, it was crazy because all we did was walk in. No one checked our bags or anything like that. They took my face picture.
Oh yeah, they know. They know
it's
you.
Insane.
They know you're in there.
You know, Tony, you and I are big on, and we should be big on second chances
for sure.
But I think in the world of fan behavior, even if you personally haven't been done anything, et cetera, I think everybody's already been given their first warning.
It's all been a
right.
warning.
It's out there now. So stop doing this. To me, Scraby has a decent one here. I mean, if you just do something that ridiculous, you're just not coming back.
And before I get the DMs about, well, you probably did some bad things, I'm not saying I didn't. I shouldn't have been allowed to go to games back when I was a drinker. Number one, I wouldn't start yelling at people, but I would just get so, you know, messed up that I was not fun to be around. I was not fun. I was just not a fun person. So I should have been one of those people banned from games.
Right.
But I don't drink anymore, so I can go back to games.
Boom.
Yeah.
Let's get to break. More Gwen and Chris, plus a Big Five on the other side.
4:37, sailing along here on Gwen and Chris. Hope you're enjoying. We are glad you're with us. And if you don't know by now, we are on YouTube, so you can watch the show. As we go along here, for the rest of you, please drive safely on your way home. Home run, Jake Bowers, as we mentioned. Stretch half of the seventh at Wrigley. Cubs 4, Brewers 3. Cubs got all four of their runs, by the way, in the first inning. Have not scored since.
Already bullpen in full motion already.
Oh, the Blue Jays just took out the starter in the second inning. Yeah, so they're going to try to piece it all together. But they do have a 1-0 lead, the Blue Jays do, thanks to who else? Vlad Guerrero, RBI, in the top of the first. Earlier, if you missed it, Detroit 9, Seattle 3. We got the Big Five coming up?
Yes, we do.
All right. I don't really have anything else further, so I'll leave it to you, Scrape, after traffic.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by your local Kia dealers. Visit Kia.com to discover movement that inspires.
Number five.
I've gone back and forth about this. I was going to talk about San Diego State's TV schedule. 20 of its conference games are on some sort of TV. I'm going to skip that.
Talking about basketball?
Yeah, sorry, okay. Basketball. I'm going to skip that. And I'm going to go with a question that I heard this morning on Ben Woods. And Chris, you're up first. Mason Miller become a part of the Padres rotation or keep him as a closer? What do you think?
I say no, I don't want him starting.
You don't want him starting?
I don't see, I think he's more advantageous
as a
like
closer.
Three times a week than once a week or four times a week. I think the guy's unbelievable. So I think they're going to be fine. I mean, Musgrove's coming back. I do believe they're going to re-sign King. I think Pavetta's pretty much in there. You got Vasquez to choose from. Darvish, you know, everyone's given up completely on the guy. If he was my fifth starter, would that be the worst thing ever? No, Miller stays, especially since you're going to let Suarez go. I think you need the dominant ninth inning. Miller
All right.
stays in the pen.
Tony, would you like to see Mason Miller converted to a starter, or would you like him to stay as the closer?
I want whatever Mason wants.
What do you think he wants?
Man, he's about to be a closer. He knows he can do that. He can stay healthy for it.
I think he'd be really good at it.
And he can make a whole lot of cash. Not that he can as a starter, but he just has been unproven. But, you know, I don't know. I would say with the closing job at his hand fingertips for the Padres, I would say he stays there.
Okay.
I don't know that he wants to stay there, but I'm a guess that he wants
this,
to stay there.
This has been a question asked to me more than any other question so far this offseason, and my
that
answer is always...
What? Can I ask you a question?
What?
Why do you think we want to take something that's really good...
I don't know.
...and try to make it, like, way better?
That's what my response is.
We tend to do
why
that.
Why do you want a guy who's already a great closer to try and be part of the rotation when you already have rotation pieces?
And by the way, there's zero evidence that that is something that he can do.
I think
he
started
well.
A few times in his career, but it's not much.
He's been hurt when he's a starter, too.
If I had to...
He would have to dial it back, too. He can't be throwing 104 all
game. I guess
game.
Not. We watch... Mizorowski do it.
If somebody said, we have to take somebody from the bullpen and make it a starter, that would be more to hone for me. Before Mason Miller.
He was a starter at one point.
And we actually saw that. So I don't... Yeah, I think Mason's fine with that.
I'm trying to figure out how many games he's started in his... He's,
it's
going to
be like... Okay.
Six.
It's not very many.
Yeah, six. All right, let's move on to our next one, and it's going to be about the Phillies, and it's going to be about what Bryce Harper had to say to the media earlier today. I'm trying... I have too many tabs open. Just going to be honest about that.
It's all right.
Way too many tabs. The Phillies have lost their first two games of the NLDS at home, and they have been booed by their own fans in the last two games. The series now shifts to L.A. and Dodger Stadium. So a reporter asked Bryce Harper this question.
Is it good maybe to get a change of venue right now? Some of the guys were talking last night about the euphoria that is at Citizens Bank Park, but sometimes it comes back against you. Is it kind of good to get away maybe at this point?
I don't feel that way. I mean, I love playing at the bank. I love our fans. I boo myself when I get out. I'm the same way. So I trust them what they do. They show up for us every day.
I love
day in and day out. So if we deserve to be booed or if we deserve to, you know, they spend their hard-earned dollar to come watch us play. They expect greatness out of us. I expect greatness out of myself and my teammates as well. So if they believe that, then I don't know what's going through their head or their mindset. We got some of the best fans in baseball, and I don't know. They make me play better, so I enjoy it.
I believe that's a guy who gets it. That is a guy who gets it. But Nick Castellanos was also asked about the booing, and he said, the stadium is alive on both sides, right? When the game is going good, it's wind at our back. But when the game is not going good, it's wind in our face. The environment can be with us, and the environment can be against us, end quote. Tony, you're up first. Do you think a hostile home crowd works against the home team?
First, I think my man Nick is just... frustrated with everything right now.
Right, he's been benched for a month,
right,
barely in the lineup.
So I think if you go to him, you know what kind of sound bites you're getting. I don't agree with him from the premise that it's good both ways. Like, at no point, regardless of how bad the Phillies are playing, at no point are the Phillies fans getting behind the opposing team at any point. So, yeah, it might not be going great
not
for Philly.
And that's every Philly fan. I don't think they would even let a Met fan into that ballpark.
That's every Philly fan. Yeah. So, Bryce, and this is an example of why you have to let people grow up. Bryce is at that point in his life now where he sees it for what it should be and what it is, right? Like, he understands what it means to be a Philly. He embraces it wholeheartedly, not partially like some guys. Whether he's good or bad, he embraces it. And that's why those people love him. And I think that's why, even though he hasn't won a title yet, they're going to keep getting behind him because they know he's going to put his best foot forward, and they know that's how he respects the city and the fan base. So, yeah. No, I agree with Bryce. What was the original question? Do I think...
Can a hostile home crowd work against the home team?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it can work against them. It may not be like all, roses.
Yeah.
But I don't think it works against
them. Fun thing in the world.
Right.
Chris? Hostile home crowd, do you think it could work against the home team?
If you're soft. So I believe
that's basically what Bryce said.
So I believe that
was another little message that he sent his teammates.
So let me mention that when the fans and the Dolphins boo them, it affects them because they're soft. I have no other description for that team. Harper's right. Number one. Number two, he should sell that quote to every athlete who ever gets asked about 100%. His own fan.
100%.
Because he just endeared himself to every fan in Philadelphia more than he was already endeared.
Yeah. Like Tony said, he gets it. He just understands.
I think he's gotten it from the moment he signed with the Phillies. You know how it took Francisco Lindor a little bit of time to kind of adjust to New York? He was kind of doing that thing with Baez where they Or what was they doing? Or they were doing something.
It was weird.
That was going against their own fans.
Yes.
Bryce has always understood that for the moment he signed in Philly.
All right. Let's move on to the next.
Number three.
Stanford football received a record $50 million gift. $50 million gift from former player Bradford Freeman of the class of 1964. This significant donation is unusual for an individual program outside of its facilities, and it aims to revive the program under general manager Andrew Luck. I forgot about that. Stanford has finished 3-9 for the past four seasons and is currently 2-3 under interim coach Frank Reich. Chris, are private donations now the only way for these teams to compete?
I don't know. You're going to have to send a lot of salespeople out to make a lot of sales to match, what was it, 50 million?
50 million. It's a gift. He gave it to them.
Well, good for them, and I think it might be one of the things. Oklahoma State was good for a while there when they had that T. Boone Pickens giving them every dime he had, and he had a lot of dimes. Now they stink because I guess he's not supporting them anymore.
I mean, it's
the answer, isn't it? I mean, is Oregon going to be that good when Phil Knight, moves away from that program, if he ever does? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Money talks, and now that the players are getting basically paid, and you're, stealing players from other schools with money, money's the number one thing now. It's too bad, but because originally I think, college sports was supposed to be not all about the business.
Yes, you're right.
All right, so yes, I'm going to answer yes.
All right, Tony, is private donations like this the only way these schools can compete?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, so many of these other institutions that may not be private schools have the donor thing kind of already set up, right? I mean, NIL is kind of taken care of. I mean, it's a different ball game now. I think institutions like Stanford that have kind of been able to have the leg up because they were private and they were getting donors, now everybody's got those.
Mm-hmm.
And it has kind of changed the way the field looks. And so
I hate to say that the $50 million sounds amazing, but really I bet you Alabama's getting that. Oh. Not by one donor, though. No, but I bet you getting more than that.
That might be one of the few donors Stanford has that's kicking in, right. Whereas Auburn has got like a bunch of them.
Right, they might have $51 million total.
So, yeah, it's a different lens. I think it is. This is the way we're going.
Number two.
Professional tennis players are battling each other, and they are also battling the weather. And it's turning to a point where tennis players want it to change, because currently the Shanghai Masters is going on, And I looked up the weather this morning where they're playing some of the matches, and the high today was going to be 96 with a heat index of 107. Novak Djokovic was seen vomiting twice during a match, and Jannik Sinner barely get to his sideline because he was cramping so much. And this isn't the first time this year that pro tennis has mentioned this, or this, because earlier in Cincinnati it was equally as hot and some had trouble finishing their matches. So, Tony, you're up first. Is this just part of playing pro tennis, or should they try to schedule around the warm weather seasons?
I mean, I don't know, but I don't think playing in cold weather is any better. Like, whether you got some rain coming down or... Chris, let me ask you. I mean, you've been around a little bit longer.
This is a tough one.
Because my question is, like,
you should look out for the players to a certain extent, but also these Masters people are offering a lot of money to these people to come
only
over
that,
there.
Have the conditions gotten so much worse?
You're asking me a climate change question, and I ain't going there, Tony.
No, I think what Tony was saying is, like, what John McEnroe played under is there might be differences, but it could be the same exact weather.
Has John McEnroe never played in 97, 96 degree
sure
weather?
Sure he has. Doesn't the U.S. Open get really warm because it's in New York?
I would think so.
It does. I think the final answer here is Shanghai?
Shanghai Masters.
Yeah, if they want to have a tournament and they want to offer a bunch of money,
you don't have to go.
Don't have to go.
Okay.
So I think that's the final answer. I will also say that I did read this morning Raducanu on the women's side.
Yeah.
She bowed out of her match.
She did.
Sinner didn't finish his, the one that you said he was having trouble. He just bowed out. I think Djokovic fought through it. But so, you know, these tennis players, they have their own little things. I mean, when they're playing in some of these satellite-type tournaments, which is every tournament other than a major, you never know what you're getting from these tennis players. Some of them may want to lose on a Monday once in a while so they can go home. Don't have to play all week.
That's get what I'm their saying. Appearance. You don't have to go, right?
You don't have to. I think you do have to play in a certain number of tournaments each year to keep
pick them according to the weather. If that's the
I think so, if that's your thing.
All right.
Maybe they can try to schedule them, you know.
Listen, I think the tournament...
Different times of day, but...
I think it works both ways. If the tournament wants these type of athletes out.
Right, they may have to change.
They may have to change it a little bit.
Right, if the athletes start saying we're not going to Shanghai in
October,
Shanghai may move the tournament.
It is true. I personally had no idea that it was so hot in China. Like, I knew it was hot, but I didn't know it was like...
I'll be honest, I hadn't really thought about it.
Really?
No, I hadn't thought about the temperature in China.
Chris, you ever thought about the temperature in China?
When I was there, I thought about it.
Right, if I was there,
was it hot? Was it hot?
I don't remember what it was.
I mean, the humidity.
I was in Shanghai, but I don't recall the temperature.
All right, let's go to this last one. Jazz Chisholm was caught yawning during the game last night.
Oh, my God, I saw
that. Was
in the third inning,
funny, but
down 3-1, and fans lost their minds.
Especially since it was an elimination game,
first?
Right?
Can I go
Hold
first
on.
On this one, please?
Yes, this is a tweet.
You go, Tony.
This is a tweet. Jazz Chisholm yawning whilst losing in the third inning of an elimination game. LOL, George Steinbrenner would have dragged him off the field.
Yeah, and you know what? Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I don't really have a question, but do you have a problem with him yawning?
George would have been quite irritated with himself because he wouldn't have got the go-ahead homer of that ball game yesterday by none other than Jazz Chisholm, who was yawning in the third inning or whatever it was. It's so stupid. Like, it's a human, like, reflex to yawn. Like, it's not like he's like, oh, this game is just so boring. Get out of here.
He said, I yawn all day long.
All day long.
Day and night, so say what you want.
And he hit a homer to get y'all to leave.
This was also when they were down and facing elimination, so
Go
people were very...
Go pound sand, man.
Yes, Chris?
I've been waiting for this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I worked as a youngster with the San Diego edition of the Los Angeles Times. Darn it, I wish I had more than a minute here. I needed more than a minute.
Do we need to go to the other side?
Yeah.
All right,
I have a thing on yawning. It's a thing, and it's bothered me for a long time. So I'm really glad I have this moment to talk about it.
All right, this is from someone on the chat, Chris. You'll find this funny. As of late, jockeys at Del Mar are complaining about sun into the turn towards the coast. Sun hasn't moved ever. Weather happens. Right. Newer generation softer. That is kind of funny.
I can't figure it out.
Although yeah,
you can't blame climate change for where the sun is.
Although there was a dam built in China that has slowed the earth down by milliseconds. Okay. That is true. Google it.
Okay. Yeah, I got a thing on yawning, and I'm going to give it to you.
I can't wait to hear
it. I have no idea where this could be going.
I have to tell you, it's going to be worth waiting for.
All right. That's next. 97.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.